This is JD Wisgo from self-taught-japanese.com. Just the other day on Twitter, I had a message from a user who was asking if I knew of an audiobook or some sort of podcast for learning Japanese grammar. After thinking about it for a little while, I realized that I don't really know anything that was in that area in terms of talking about grammar. And the next moment, I said to myself, you know, this really seems like an interesting project for me to take on myself. Grammar is something that I've spent a lot of time on, both learning and teaching. And I think I have a pretty good grasp of it. Furthermore, many of my posts on self-taught-japanese are about grammar. Probably have a few hundred posts just on that topic. So what I decided to do is start a series of podcasts which focus on grammar. And I'm going to be taking it pretty slow, and this is going to be targeting beginning Japanese students. Although if you're a little more advanced or even very advanced, you may get something out of it. I'll be talking about grammar, but of course, you'll be learning some vocabulary along the way. And also pronunciation, as I'll be saying the sample sentences and stuff like that. So I would say this will be sort of an experimental project, meaning it might evolve, probably keep it very simple in the beginning. I might do, you know, more advanced things in the future, like bring on other people to speak with me or add more advanced music, that type of thing, kind of produce it a little bit more. But in the beginning, I want to keep it extremely simple. So just to talk a little bit about grammar, I just mentioned that, you know, I've been studying grammar a long time. The thing to me about grammar is that it's really one of the fundamental things about learning a foreign language. There's different styles of learning. That's definitely the case. And some people learn, you know, more intuitively. I think especially younger people are easier. It's easier for them to pick up certain grammar patterns and kind of just intuitively understand them at a kind of native, really low level without really thinking about it explicitly. And that's great. If you can do that, then, you know, more power to you. That's wonderful. However, I think many of us, again, especially depending on our age and our experiences and what other languages we know, we may find it hard to just listen to a language, listen to a foreign language and just pick those things up. Although if we're living in a country where that language is spoken and we are immersed, then there's a good chance we'll gradually pick it up. In any case, for many learners, I think talking about explicit grammar rules, sometimes I call them grammar patterns, basically little equations where you plug in a word here, a verb there, particle there, you know, you kind of glue together different structures to achieve a meaning. Things like word order are important, the nuances, and then in Japanese, politeness is also very important. So I will be talking about that as well. But overall, for me personally, talking about things in a very sort of technical, explicit grammar point of view, it really helps me, and I believe it helps a lot of other people too. And the other thing about grammar is it really connects to all the areas, or at least many of the critical areas of a language. Of course, speaking, listening, writing, reading, all those things, the more grammar you have, the better you are. Now, if you're speaking, you know, of course, you can do your best guess. You might get the word order wrong or might use a wrong conjugation, something like that. But even though the other person on the other end, especially if they're native, they might understand you. Oftentimes, they might signal you out or basically you stand out as a foreigner. It might sound unnatural, or they might even just be confused. Similarly, when you're reading or listening, you can kind of guess the meaning, right? But the more grammar you know, the more you're going to be able to explicitly say, oh, I know that grammar pattern. I know that how that word basically gives nuance to a sentence, like the way particles work, which we'll spend a lot of time on. You know, I know that that conjugation of a verb is the past tense, that type of thing, which is also an important part of grammar. So overall, I think it's really going to be helpful for a lot of students. And it's something that I really enjoy studying and talking about and teaching. So for this first episode, I'm going to be mostly doing just this sort of introductory talk. I wasn't planning on really any really deep grammar conversations or really deep topics, but just to give you an idea of what I plan on covering in some of the first few episodes, I'm probably going to talk about different types of words. You know, you have nouns, verbs, and stuff like that. Also talk about first-person pronouns and eventually maybe third-person pronouns. And of course, I'll talk about word order, which is, you know, one of the core aspects of a language. If you get the word order wrong, you know, it's definitely confusing, although Japanese has some flexibility there. But I'm definitely going to spend some time on that. And then eventually we'll get into things like verb conjugation, objects. And then as I mentioned before, I'll spend a lot of time on particles. And I've even written a short book about particles that I can talk about later. But anyway, the particles really help you piece together the different elements in a sentence and understand the grammar better. So that's a really important topic. And then eventually I'll move into expressions, different set phrases that you can use to improve your naturalness when you're speaking and writing. And even things like nuances, right? I mean, you have words and those things are, they might sound feminine or masculine or things like that. So some of this is getting a little bit out of grammar from a really strict point of view. But to me, again, I'll be focusing on grammar, but I'm also going to do vocabulary, word nuances, maybe some pronunciation details. And it'll be a little more holistic rather than, you know, just going at grammar, just kind of focusing on only grammar. So it'll be a little bit bigger scope than that. But I'm always open to feedback. So if you want to give me a comment, you can find me on Twitter or on selftaughtjapanese.com. You can contact me wherever. You know, I'm always open to feedback, especially for these first few episodes when I haven't really finalized what I'm doing. Definitely now is the right time to give me some feedback. So anyway, thanks for listening to this first episode. And I plan on getting the second one out pretty soon, hopefully in the next week or two, and hope to see you there. Thanks. Talk to you later. Mata ne.